Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast presents Tell Me Why You're Special. Guys, this is the arena where people don't escape life. They learn how to face it because you were not created to be controlled by your thoughts or emotions. God's DNA is in you, and you're built to have that awareness and the clarity and control. Everything you've been through, you guys, that's not something to avoid. That is your message. The struggle is the starting point. So I want to introduce to you guys tonight. This is Saw Mint, and she's been helping people understand their minds so they can actually live with more clarity and less suffering. And she's joining us from across the world. It's her morning and it's my bedtime, so I think that's hilarious. But Saw Mint, thank you so much for, being willing to come share your story with the audience tonight. I start everyone with a launch question, and then the first thing is, give us your elevator pitch, who you are, what do you do, and what makes you special?
My name is Saw Mint. I live in Sydney, Australia. I come from a third world country called Myanmar, Burma, when I was 17. Okay. I have two children, a husband. I have a couple of business, but I'm here to promote my passion. I do this as part of charity. And yeah, that's where I'm heading into. I'm trying my best in my business so I could go early. I'm very close to 53. So what do I do? What do I do? What I'm
Well,
trying
you,
to
yeah.
promote my passion here. So I
Yeah.
talk about my passion, yeah. So okay. I'm trying to help other people, how to take care of their mind, their mental,
I
health,
love that.
the gray area that a lot of people, it's hard to make aware of and it's hard to get fixed and, but I had a bad experience when I was young. I learned to fix it. So I'm also here to share my story. I think we all if we're too comfortable, we don't learn nothing, right? So yeah, so I think this show is all about opening up, sharing your story. So when you listen to my story, you find out all about
That's
it.
relatable. Well, you've been working with people, serving people since you were 20. What actually pulled you into that?
Because I needed help when I was young, okay? So I let you know, like in summary, I'll make it very short, okay? So when I was young, I had my family. I wasn't rich, but I was comfortable. We live in a big home that government give to my dad as long as he hold the position. So like 10 people from my mom family come and live with us. And my parents are always fighting. They never divorce, but so they ignore their children. Well, my I don't know my well I don't want to blame my parents, but so what the reason I'm saying is they don't see the fact that I was suffering, okay? So one of my relative was my auntie, single auntie, my mom's younger sister. She lived in my home. She treated me like a little helper. Little servant, and nobody know. Everybody, it's a big home, a lot of people. We even had nine servants, and they think that I'm just following her. But I think children, if you put them in a routine, they just follow it. They don't know good or bad, So I needed help. I don't know how to get help. That's why I started helping when I was around 20. It made me feel better.
And you like started to become the person that you needed. You struggle through it, you see people. That's amazing.
So it's like you can't get what I want. You're there for other, so they get what they want. You feel good.
No, I see that. And I'm sure, I feel like even in my experience that helping other people helped me bring that mirror reflection back to myself. But we think about it, and if we think about like your parents, they're obviously suffering. They didn't have the peace, they didn't have that awareness. Why do you think, and not just your parents, that was just simply an example, but I think a lot of people suffer more and longer than they really need to. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just being human being, we are a little bit crazy, otherwise we're not human, right? None of us are sane, so we are a little bit crazy, and it's okay. I think it lasts the longer, I mean, the longer you're not aware of your issue, the longer it lasts. I think we have to first aware what's happening to us, be mindful, etc. And then the next step is talk to someone you're comfortable. Here we go in public, but you don't have to do that.
Like the
Talk to at
social,
least.
yeah, the social media dump where you're talking about all your problems, that's never going to get you anywhere. But I think really, talking to someone that can understand, I agree.
And that probably solve half of your problem. So the quicker you're aware, the quicker you solve it, and the least they last, So I think most of us are not even aware or don't want to admit that we got problem, We just have to be realistic, open-minded. Most of us are not.
I love that. And it's easy 'cause like we'll point out everyone else's problem without actually realizing we're struggling with this same stuff. You talk about feelings being fleeting. So why do you think so many people treat their feelings as the guide and the permanent truth?
I think we because the more selfish you are, the more you feel that, me, 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 every I think there's always two sides to the story. You feel that maybe the other side not. And maybe you are a result of like other people let you down because they just want to let out their depression or their own problem. You're not the reason. We just have to come to realize that,
How much
Now,
stress? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
you go,
How much of our stress is actually coming from our thoughts rather than what is actually true in real life?
59%. And it's okay, we're human, but don't go overboard, that's all. Like until we become sane, we still worry, we still do crazy things, we're just human. But as long as you don't go over the limit,
Okay, that makes sense. What is one simple way someone right now, say that they're feeling super anxious? I always get nervous in my little podcast chair every time I do an interview. So, what is a simple way that someone can interrupt anxiety in the moment?
Okay. Be there for yourself. Like if you focus, we're talking to each other, If we just focus on the subject, we forget about the wall. But then you have to do what you're interested, So a lot of us do the thing that we don't re we know we really not passionate about or like, let's say even simple thing when you're cooking or you do that every day, so you're not there. So if you do what you like, I think the world is, I don't know, fair. It's democracy everywhere. You have the right to do you human rights everywhere, Like so you can do what you want to do and you still could live decent life. So be there for yourself and then you forget about everything else.
How do you help someone? That makes a lot of sense, Saf, for sure. How do you help someone who is stuck in depression? How do you help them begin to shift?
Depression. Okay, you're feeling sorry for yourself because the bad thing happened to you, right? In simple word. Okay, then come to realize also the good thing don't last. You're depressed because you're good looking for the good stuff, right? So, and just see that, look at the wall, you know, it's not your just yourself, you know, everything. Like, there's a lot of people who don't have what you have, you know. If you live in well-developed country, you have enough to eat and sleep. We take things for granted, you know, the food, the light, electricity, gas. Now maybe gas is a little bit of problem everywhere. Like, things that, you know, you take for granted. There's a lot of people don't have it. A lot of people can't hear, can't speak. They're born weird. You know, my son, he got cleft palate and cleft lip, you know, bilateral, and a big hole inside. You know, so you having your life, you know, that's your best asset. Okay, so, you know, so you depressed because you think bad thing happening to you. There's a lot of people who are worse than you, okay? Feel better that way. But also, you're looking for the good stuff. But good stuff, do they ever last? Okay? Example, okay? I'm very realistic lady, okay? I'm going to be very open, okay? The good food that you have, does it ever last? Like, 1 minute, you know? Good sex, good drugs, whatever good thing you do
Temporary.
they ever last? You know, drink, etc. So you're looking for the good thing, but do they also last? And the most precious thing you have, your life, it could go any moment, you know? So we depressed because we're looking for the good stuff, but also realizing that they also don't last. Okay. So just live your moment, you know? I mean, you're not better or worse than anyone. And we all have human rights. You know, we have enough to eat. What do we want? You know, are we wanting things that don't last? You know?
Yeah, I love that very much. We look for that temporary fix. We want the dopamine hit. We want immediate gratification, and it's never going to be something that turns around to fulfill us. And as long as we're chasing those material things or obsessed with anything outside of us to make us feel different, I think, we sway. And I believe you and I have different religious beliefs, and I absolutely respect the fact that ideally, I think we can both agree that everything that you've ever needed and everything you are is already inside of you. It's not going to be, like you said, in the drinks or the drugs or the sex or, social media. Like, you're not going
Food
to
or
find
whatever.
it. You're not going to, Why do you
There,
think?
but don't last 1 second, and we drag on for many years, you know?
What do you think is something that people believe about happiness that is not true?
I think happiness and happiness come and go. You know, we're feeling happy about things that already passed. Like I said before, those things, so they like satisfaction. Happiness mean, okay, you happy when you achieve something, yeah? Or say with your business or your work, or if you're student, you know, you pass something. But then you happy, how long does it last? You still have to go on. You know, there's next come, next exam, next work. You know, one thing passed, there's another commitment, another thing you have to do. When is it ever gonna end? Like, you know, we never have enough. But that's human. It's okay. You know, Like I'd run a couple of business. I try my best, but I also realize that there's stuff that not under my control. You know what's happening to the world, you're not under control, right? I mean, then take it easy. You know, COVID come, COVID go, right? We have to live our life, you know? Yeah.
And I do think, there is a lot of, I call it fear porn, like the world wants you scared and on edge because if you're, always worried about the next thing or focused on this other distraction, you're never going to really align with your core purpose. And, strong people are the ones that are aligned, they're independent. And I feel like systems all over the world don't want clear-headed, independent people. They want you to find happiness here. They want you scrolling all day long. They want you worried about everything but your life. And this takes away from like your parenting. It takes away from your job, your self-care, and it makes people sick, like physically sick when you continue to chase the things outside of yourself. I love that. Let me ask you, what does a clear-headed decision actually look like?
Okay. I think we're making decision every moment of your life while you're living. Like it could be small or big. Clear-headed decision. They pop up like they're easier to see when it make big. You know, like okay, the other example, the other day, I couldn't. I'm also a finance broker, and I tried my best, but I wasn't able to get a loan for one of my clients. Okay, so I give her to the bank. You know, funny enough, bank, the same bank give her the loan she wants, so she get a house, bank get a loan, I don't get my pay for, right? But I keep my name. She'll give me good review. You know, I satisfy that I help my client, you know. So that's my clear head decision. I just don't let it go because there go my name as well, you know. You know, I you know what I mean. So when things get tough, if you I think clear headed decision can only be made. It also depends on your personality. Like, you know, whatever you decide, you look at both sides of the story and how your decision could affect you and the other side and your environment, you know, then you make decision to get win-win result for everyone. It's not hard, you know. I lost my client, but my name go up, you know, my reputation, you know. Yeah. And we're doing this, we don't get paid for, but we help a lot of people and also help us, you know. So money is not the only measure, you know. Some people think, you know, you're feeling bad because you lost your friend, you know. Or money or status. Just one is not the only thing, you know. If you're happy with yourself, you don't have to worry about what other people think. You know, we all have human rights, you know.
How do you balance ambition with inner peace?
Okay. Ambition with inner peace. Okay. I try my best to do what the only thing that I'm passionate about. Whatever I do, I got to be interested in it. So that's the only way I can stay with myself. So I'm talking to you, but if I'm not interested in what we're saying, my mind go everywhere.
Yeah,
You know?
that makes sense.
Yeah, we all smart enough. I think nobody crazy. I mean, but then if you do the thing that you're not interested, then your mind go everywhere, you know? Yeah.
I think that's amazing. So you're in finance, and that is
Yeah.
something it it's something that lights your soul on fire. You are passionate about it. And then you're also passionate about this separate, deal where you're working with people and clients to help them, find that inner peace to be able to be grounded and sane, You're doing those things and those, sometimes like time, like I love what I do, but sometimes my ambition, I bite off more than I can chew, whether I love it or not. And so I have to kind of step back and be like, okay, it's a little too much of what I'm doing. I love it. I'm grateful, but like I need to scale back a little bit because I am only one person, right? And still with a family and still with all the things. So how do you find yourself like really just scaling your time with multiple businesses and a family?
Yeah, I also got two children, you know. My husband helped, but I'm there for them all the time. Well, one thing is I only rest when I sleep, and I have a good sleep because I have no time to dream and think about anything. You know, I'm so tired when I get to bed. Also, yeah, I'm doing the things that I'm passionate about. I love my family, I love work, I love this, but I know. You know, you only got 24/7. I think I should take care of more of my physical health. I should take care of more. That's where I'm not good at. And I come to realize that because I'm a little bit over 50 now. And also, how do I do that? You were asking how I manage all of that. Oh, also another thing, before I forget, I'm not control freak. I'm happy to let go. Like I leverage other people's time, you know. I hire people that have a lot of experience. So, you know, they spare me my time and I treat them equal. So people who work for me don't usually leave me because I treat them fair and then they stay with you. You know, any country, anybody. I mean, they people, you know, if I realize that everybody's selfish, but then they also know that a lot of people are not good to them. So if you're good to them, you find a good person, you know. I leverage people, they're scared, like the experience, also other people, money, you know. So that's how I
I
being
love
able to
that.
do
I think
things.
that a lot of us can learn from this conversation, in being able to let go of that control and to leverage help and to be able to ask for help. I think that's probably one of my struggles is asking for help, right? I'll do it all. I'll do everything myself, and I pay for that sometimes. So I want to talk about, I have two more questions for you as we're coming up to our time here. Number one, with the people that you're working out in this space, with this passion, not necessarily the finance one, what is the biggest mental trap that you see people falling into over and over, like that your clients are struggling with?
I think they and a lot of people, as a human, it's hard to admit we have an issue, like awareness issue. And you know, when you're aware, it's like you me the same. It's hard for me to ask other people for help. Because I haven't been lucky with people. Like I got a good employees and staff, but you know, relationship basis. So I'm also Gemini and I'm two different people. Relationship space, I'm very soft. At work, I'm very tough. Like, you know, so yeah. And also government, etc., they have a lot of help. But they're not promoting help enough. You know, all these helpline, you know, if you're depressed or, you know, if you're in trouble, call us. You know, government has a lot of help. Like I think all development country come, but That's why I'm here to promote our health. I think you also doing the same, you know? So, you know, so people in trouble, they don't know how to get help. They're confused enough. So if you want to help, you got to be out there, promote your help, you know? So, yeah. So,
I'd love
I mean,
that.
so, yeah, I think people who are suffering, I just want to let you know, you're not alone. There's other people worse than you. And when you feel bad, because we're looking for the good stuff. And also know that good stuff can and come and go. So it's your life. Your life is your most precious thing. It could go any moment. While you having that, appreciate it, you know? You know? Yeah. You're not worse than anyone. Like, you know? Yeah.
I
We
think that's
all.
yeah. Very
Yeah.
relatable. Like we're all human and it's messy for everybody. And you know,
Yeah.
the more we can come into the space of taking care of ourselves and stewarding everything that's called on us, you know, like to, you know, protect your body, protect your mind, eat right? Like, you know, eat the foods that are going to fuel your body, not the kind of stuff you're eating for emotion. Sobriety is huge, just all of these things. And if you can steward that and set the example, I mean, it's one of the things I tell my audience to magnetize. And it's something that magnetizes people when you have good, clean energy, like physically, spiritually, mentally, all of that. I mean, people see that and it's relatable. And when we could talk about the fact that yes, we all struggle. That's what I love about this show, because you became the person that you needed when you were little, when everybody's looking past you. If my last question right now, and then tell us where people can find you, where they can work with you. If someone comes to you, if this person, you know, your next client comes to you and they stop believing every thought and holding on to every thought they have, how different would their life actually look?
Holding on to every thought they have. So they have to realize that the thought already passed. I mean, you know, the thing that already happened. So I haven't told you about the Buddha way of what I'm trying to help. It's, you know, what Buddha said in essence is things come and go, so we have to let go, you know. So there's only two main feelings we have, satisfied and unsatisfied. And whatever our feeling have to base on something, and whatever it based on, because science say everything is moving millions of time per second, it's
Correct.
already gone. So we can't hold on to our thought. We have to let it go, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be some great advice, because I feel like if a lot of people could just pause, you know, I know a lot of people ruminate where they have the thought and they think about it over and over and over, and then all of a sudden, like they're just surrounded by everything that's going to support that thought, whether it's, you know, I'm successful, or, you know, I'm never going to be good enough. This isn't for me. Nobody wants to work with me. Nobody, you know, nobody gets it. So I feel like that rumination is, it's very detrimental. And I think you're right. No matter what you believe in, if you can honestly just let things go, a thought is just a thought. It doesn't have meaning behind it. You get to pick and choose what you want to hold on to. And we're human nature. We want to really hold on to the one that comforts us, right? Like, and sometimes that's not always positive. I say find the thing that lifts you up. That positive thought is the one you want. Like, you know, success is, you know, for me. I was made for this, you know, like little things. I think the work that you're doing is incredible. Where can people find you?
There's a Facebook, you know, my Facebook page. I don't know if you got it. If you wouldn't mind, put it in the show notes. People can reach me there anytime. Yeah. I'm a very good listener.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Okay. And I'll
Awesome.
try to help you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
Thank you.
Sa,
Thank you.
yeah, this is the part of the show where I tell you my opinion of what I think makes you special. It's not just what you teach, it's how simple that you've made something that most people overcomplicate for no reason. You're showing people that they don't need to escape their lives. They just need to understand what's going on. And once they do, they'll realize that, there is more clarity and more peace than they ever thought. That releasing the control, you have that. The fact that you have genuinely become the person that you needed, which I think is what we're all called to do. The thing that was meant to hurt you, the thing that was meant to control you and keep you down and take all your self-belief, you took all of that and now you're pouring into other people. And I love your passion. I think you're going to do incredible things in your business in the industry with people, and I'm super honored that you came in to share the show. And to everyone listening, it's simple. Slow down for a second. Not everything you think is true, not everything you feel is permanent. You were not created to be controlled by chaos. You're meant to live with clarity, with awareness, with intention. I said it, be present, be courageous, be magnetic. And please remember, you guys, your mess is your message. The struggles, the overthinking, the things you have to work through, that is where true growth comes from. And I can't end the show without saying right now, because I'm very passionate about this, podcasting is one of the most powerful tools available at hand right now. In about a year, AI is going to be a little crazy and we're not going to know what's real out there. Okay. We know social media has its own rules. Podcasting is your freedom. If you're trying to build a business, launch a product, share a story, whatever that is, this is it. And I keep watching this. I'm watching these shows. I'm talking to people. Nobody's using it the right way. So if you've learned something, lived something, overcame something, you should be using your voice. And that's why I created a free podcast support group on Facebook, okay? Everything's free. Can you pay to work with me? Absolutely. I'll take your money, honey. But as for now, it's free and I'll simplify it. We're going to start. You could turn your story into something that builds. It's just about execution. So if you've been sitting on it, please join that group. Get in my arena and start using your voice, okay? Make sure you guys hit subscribe and that you like the show. Share it out, okay? Because there's someone out there that really needs Saw's message. I know that, she has magnetized herself with everything she's stewarding, and that person, we can't reach that person without your help. So please help us get Saw's voice out into the internet, ether, whatever you want to call it. Help us share her story so that the person that really, really needs her message can connect. Leave a written review. Stars are cute, but the written review changes everything. And again, Saw, thank you so much for this. If you guys are ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special.
Brendan, yeah, thank you, thank you. Thanks for inviting me to this show. I hope I help everyone. Yeah, thanks
Absolutely.
everyone for coming here. Thank you, thank you.